Electricity companies have been told to change the language they use to sell renewable energy because of concerns it may mislead customers. The edict has come from Green Power, the government accreditation program which oversees the various green energy technologies which claim to emit less carbon. After having consultations with the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Green Power sent an email to the companies telling them to water down their claims. David Mark reports.
It's a marketing ploy that's hooked almost 1 million Australians who want to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Electricity customers can pay up to 30% more to get their power from renewable sources such as solar or wind farms. But environment and consumer groups say they're wasting their money.
Polluters are using our money, which we're paying as a premium for green power, in order to report lower emissions, when in fact they're not doing anything.
Jeff Angel is the director of the Total Environment Centre in Sydney. He says the schemes don't work because they don't reduce Australia's overall greenhouse gas emissions.
The fact is that the big polluters, like the big coal-fired power stations, are supposed to be reducing their pollution by a certain amount. However, if an individual buys green power, that effort should be additional to the efforts of those polluters. Your individual effort is simply taken over by the polluters, and it's not additional to the polluters' efforts.
And it seems the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission agrees. After discussions with the ACCC, the regulator of the renewable programs, Green Power, has sent an email to the electricity companies, telling them to tone down the language they use to market their schemes. So,
Green Power, a simple switch for you, significant results for our environment.
Becomes
Green Power, a simple switch for you, renewable energy for our future.
And
Green Power, you have the power to make a real difference.
Is now
Green Power, you have the power to choose.
Kate Norris is a senior policy officer for the Consumer Advocates Choice, a group that's complained to the ACCC about the Green Power claims.
I think they're really struggling to get their marketing pitch right here. Green Power seems to understand that this has the risk of being a misleading carbon claim under the Trade Practices Act, and they're changing their language to make sure that they don't fall foul of the ACCC.
Now the electricity companies are scrambling to comply with Green Power's edict. Anthony O'Brien is a spokesman for one of the country's largest electricity retailers, Energy Australia.
We believe that this is a good move. Any change to the Green Power scheme that makes it as clear as possible for households and businesses to understand what they're purchasing when they purchase green power is a good thing. We actually believe that all our green power products and all our marketing material complies with these new guidelines, but we have already started a detailed audit of all our products to make sure that they do comply with these new statements, and that's right down to the last word.
Anthony O'Brien from Energy Australia, ending David Mark's report.